welcome back to another episode of Chatter for Change. This is season 2, episode 8, and I am Jacob Harley.
I'm Connor Wolf.
I'm Spencer Hill.
I'm Bradley Hensley.
So, welcome back, everybody.
It's been a while.
It really has been a while.
I was sick for a bit. How about y'all?
I haven't been sick, luckily.
I haven't been sick. I've been having fun with friends and family.
Cool. With Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yes, Thanksgiving was fun.
Man, that was fun.
We got a horse.
Yo.
You got a horse?
Yeah, just one day they were casually just like, yeah, let's get a horse.
Yeah, we got a horse. His name's Ice. He's stubborn, so he don't kick if you walk behind him. That's probably the best part. So
yeah,
he's probably the best horse.
Stubborn as a mule.
No, a horse.
He's a horse. He's a mule. Horse.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how was everyone's Thanksgivings?
It's good.
Man, I had the best turkey in my life. Like, my dad did such a good job.
Did
like,
he?
While Spencer's over there having good turkey, I'm over here eating one piece of turkey and then wanting to throw up.
And then at my granddad's, we're having, like, deer barbecue.
Oh, are you having, like, another Thanksgiving?
No, like, we had deer barbecue.
That sounds so fun. You said we were having.
Yeah. No, we had.
For me, I had ham.
You had ham.
Still good.
If I was being truthful, we had all of the meats.
All of the meats?
Besides beef.
We are the meats.
But we had the turkey, the chicken. I don't know if I ate chicken or turkey. I don't know the difference. Like, I can't tell with my tongue.
He doesn't know what he ate. He just ate some type of meat.
Mm-hmm. I got to bake a pumpkin pie. I got to bake a pumpkin pie with my Nina and my mom and my family, so that was fun.
Dude, I want to cook a pumpkin pie, too.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It would be fun. Put some whipped cream on top.
Oh, yes, it's so good. You should try the pumpkin pie. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I've got a peanut allergy and a nut allergy, so every time Thanksgiving comes around, you have to hunt down whoever made the cake or the dessert just so that you can figure out, hey, is this guy nuts in it? And then it's always no or yes, but you don't know.
It's always gonna be no or yes.
I was about to say
it's maybe.
Maybe you don't know.
I would think the only two possible answers would be no or yes. What's the next answer? What would the other answer be?
I don't know. That's the mystery, okay? No, that's the answer. It's I don't know.
No one
They'll
will
say
ever
that
know.
To me sometimes.
You got a 50-50 chance, life or death.
Mm-hmm. Flip a coin.
Yeah. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Jacob, where'd you go for Thanksgiving, buddy?
Sadly, I was at home for my Thanksgiving.
Oh.
My parents and my sister ended up going to South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
For my grandmother to spend Thanksgiving with her. And I was supposed to go, but I got caught up with work, with some college work.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this college work we're talking about here?
Yeah, I got caught up with college work. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to my brother-in-law's Thanksgiving.
I do have one question for all y'all. How is school? Because
it's almost over for
us. Hallelujah. Me and Spencer are halfway there. So
we have 2 weeks left. This week and next week. And then
we have 1 week of just high school stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
We don't talk about that.
But yeah, so like after me and Jacob finish these next 2 weeks, I don't think we'll have to take a lot of classes ever again, will we? Like, we'll be finished with our we'll never have to take a biology again. We won't have to take do we have to take another math class?
I don't know, because you and I, we have different degrees.
But what are you going for, a science?
Yeah, I'm going
arts?
For science, so I think I have to have an I know I have to have another math class.
I'll probably be going for an arts, so I don't know.
You might not have to have it then, I don't know.
Yeah,
well, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. We and Jacob, we've been talking about it, or mm-hmm. at least I've been really thinking about this, because we'll be graduating with our associate's degree whenever we're seniors next year.
Yeah.
Well, and so I've thought about substitute teaching immediately after getting out of high school.
Oh my goodness, that would be so funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just walk in class and then boom, you're right there.
I'm right there.
If you are my substitute in a couple years, I'm going to probably torture you.
You would torture me. I think I'd send you.
You'd send me.
I'd send you.
Dude, my older brother, Preston, I think he may start, like, substitute teaching.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Like, he, that'd be cool. Like, he's been trying to find out if he can.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you just have your older brother as your substitute.
That would be so painful.
I think well, it depends on like how many days. Like if it's one day, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be cool. Like a little bit changed.
Like an entire week.
I don't think Caitlin's thinking about doing that. I hope she's not. I mean, because
we should talk her into it, Jacob.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's a really good idea.
No, you two both stay away from my sister. And don't, both of you stay away.
I'll work on it then. I'll work on it.
Yeah. No.
What was I gonna say? There's Jacob, what are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm just thinking about college.
Now I remember. with the shortage of teachers that we've had
with the school
system and all, I think it's like we might just get even emergency certified. You know, because like some, I know you have to, like, if you're gonna go into actual teaching, you have to get, like, is it your master's or something in teaching?
I think so.
Yeah, because I know my mom, she was going to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she went to college for teaching and stuff, but then she went into the Family Resource Center instead.
Yeah.
Helping with that. And she's been there ever since.
Mm-hmm. But, like, my mom, she has her master's in teaching, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so, like, if we get emergency certified, we wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
Substitute teaching speedrun 80%. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I've daydreamed about what I would do as a teacher for my students.
I feel like I would be okay with it, but it would also be really annoying.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
what was that noise?
I'm not sure.
I think it was a hamster.
A hamster.
Yeah. No. Have y'all not met my hamster? Mm-hmm. Let me pull him out of my pocket here.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay. This is Squeaks. Do you want to say hello to Mike? He's really cute, and he's black and white, as you can tell by looking at him, and he's adorable.
Yes, by looking at the blank screen now on the phone.
What are you talking about?
There's, what do you mean?
We have a camera right there. It's going.
This is a movie theater.
Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry. Yeah,
this is like the third installment of like a long-running franchise.
Yo, we're like the Marvel franchise, except better.
Except blue.
Speaking on the topic of blue, how are y'all doing with True Blue, for instance?
True.
Because, you know, we're all in that. That's practically the entire reason we're here.
Got a shirt.
True Blue.
Oh, yeah, we did get new shirts.
We got new shirts.
Oh, yo. I just remember putting that on my bed today. Ooh. Thinking I was going to wear it.
I think mine's getting washed at the moment.
Tomorrow, you reminded me about this, Jacob. Tomorrow is the True Blue Day. So
right, it is True Blue Day.
I'm looking at y'all two over there. Y'all need to be wearing your shirts.
Heck yeah.
But
what
at the
color
same
are they
time,
supposed to be again?
Gray.
Blue. No.
Gray.
My bad, it's orange.
It needs to be blue. But at the same time, tomorrow starts the high school's little Christmas color thingy.
Yes.
And they also want you to be red and green. So we somehow got to figure out how to wear blue, red, and green tomorrow.
I'm wearing blue jeans with a green and red t-shirt.
Just wear blue jeans.
That's
this
what
is America.
I was thinking about.
Yes, this is... No, this is Kentucky. Oh, wait. This is
America.
No. We totally don't have red, white, and blue on our flag. Totally. Never happened.
It's just white and blue.
It's got yellow on it, right?
I screwed up. All right.
I was talking about the Frisky.
The Frisky?
You don't know the Frisky?
No? I thought you said Husky for a second.
The Family Youth.
The Family Youth.
It's the Family Resource Youth Service Centers.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it means. I was trying to figure that out the other day.
I thought you were talking about the Commonwealth of Kentucky flag.
No, I'm surprised. It took me a while to learn the Frisky thing, but y'all get
that
eventually.
I will probably never have that memorized.
Wait until a year.
Wait until one
year. I give it 1 year.
And I finally know what it is. I probably am going to owe you a dollar or something.
Nah, you won't owe me nothing.
Simple, just do a backflip.
Do a back.
Yeah, you could. Oh, we did it. Oh, you landed. Yo. Whoa. That's so cool. All
right, now do a front flip.
No. Ooh.
No, I'm too lazy.
Gosh darn
it. Too lazy.
Okay. Back on topic.
Sure.
How do you guys feel with Christmas coming up?
Let's go.
Happy.
I feel amazing about it.
I'm excited because you know, no college classes. Uh-huh. I'll finally have all that work done.
We finally get away from school for about a week. That will be amazing.
It's gonna be really sad, dude.
And Christmas in general. Yes, Christmas is just great.
I love Christmas.
Only yeah. problem Happy is I'm gonna be annoyed by my little sister.
Your little sister, she like Christmas?
Yes.
Nice.
Very much.
Okay, this is a personal thing here. I want to go around. I want y'all to tell me what your favorite Christmas type of music is.
Music?
Jacob, what's your favorite Christmas music?
What do you mean like music type? Like Christmas?
Like Christmas,
music?
There's pop, there's hymnals, there's rap, there's country.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
I want a hippopotamus is all.
I prefer the classical Christmas music,
so like Rudolph and Frosty.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
The goofy ones, Bradley. Like I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, and all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Those are my favorite types.
All right. You wanna?
All right. My favorite. Okay. Hear me out. I don't know what to call it, but it's like the type where you go on YouTube, look up Christmas music, and it has like a campfire background and all.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That type.
That's fire roasting s'more.
Yeah. Those ones are very relaxing.
Yeah, I really like
What
those.
About you, Connor?
I love me some Christmas hymnals.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yes.
Those are my favorite to listen to. Same. I tried to get a group of my friends to go caroling, mm-hmm. and they all backed out.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Even Jacob over here.
I backed out once. Okay.
The one time we tried to do it.
I do have one question that... Because Thanksgiving wasn't long ago, what are you all thankful about?
What am I thankful about?
Very good question.
Jacob, you want to start us off here?
I'll start us off while you think.
Okay.
Personally, I'm very thankful for my family and friends. You know, good inspiring people.
Mm-hmm. If I was to list off everything,
it'd be a long time.
Yeah, it's like, so we're gonna cut it short here. I'm just gonna say dog.
Mm, dog.
What the dog doing?
What the dog doing?
What the dog doing? What the dog
doing? Okay. You two. What are you thankful for?
All right. So, I have like three things: friends, family, and the most important four-letter word, food.
Why did I think bacon? I don't know if that's five letters.
I mean, it is food. It is food.
Technically, it is food.
But it's five letters.
wait.
Are you trying to count the letters in bacon?
B-A-C-O-N, right? Yeah. B-A-C. Yeah, that's five. I had to make sure.
Why did I think you were going to say B-A-K-O-N?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Do y'all like y'all's bacon crispy or floppy?
Crispy, yo.
No, I like mine chewy.
Crispy, yo.
Like, I'm kind of somewhere in the middle.
You're in the middle?
I can
you're
see
the
that.
Half-baked club.
All right.
Not half-baked. Like, not crispy, but still cooked.
I might as well say what I'm thankful for since I asked y'all.
You did ask us.
I'm thankful for family, friends, and the struggles in life. And I'll explain the last one. Mm-hmm. Without the struggles in life, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. You have a good point there.
I'll tell you that. Whenever I was going through middle school...
Oof.
I didn't know how to talk to no one. I had like what, two friends maybe, and that was about it. But now that like I've gone through middle school and I've forced myself to talk to people, I've learned how to do it, and I've learned so much about different people that I never would have thought of I would have even talked to before.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer could probably tell you so many stories about when he didn't want to walk into a room, so I ended up having to and having to talk to people.
About?
I've had to walk into a room because you didn't want to go in there with me. I had to walk in there alone.
What, my family room? What?
No.
What? I don't get it.
Jacob's usually the one that asks somebody for directions or for
the thing.
I'm the one who would push someone else in front of me and say, you go ask, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be right behind him saying, nah, you go do it.
And then I would end up doing it because Spencer's my best friend.
I got you.
Got you.
Of course, that goes. That kind of goes back to, you know, even holidays can be stressful sometimes.
Oh, heck
yeah.
Because you can be worried about, like, getting gifts for people. You can be worried about getting to different places during the holidays.
Getting ran over by a reindeer. I don't want that to happen.
Road rage.
Not like grandma.
No.
So.
But but if you were a loved one, if you know you have a crisis during the holidays or during
struggling with stuff,
yeah, during any time at all, really. Mm-hmm. The phone number, we're about to say the phone number for the crisis hotline. Yes. So it's 1-800-433-7291.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's let them get their notebooks out so they can write that down again.
Get your notebooks, your pencils, mm-hmm. write it down if you need to.
We all want to say it together.
We can. Have you guys memorized it already?
Yes. I just found out about it, so...
See, look, already somebody's been in touch with the number. Didn't know about it before.
All right, Bradley's going to write it down.
Well, I was going to, but the pencil wasn't sharpened.
There's pencils right there. That's
Jacob. Jacob can lead us.
I'll lead us, yes.
Just do it slow enough.
All right, I'll let Bradley write it down. You wanna see the note card?
No, you're supposed to lead us. Whatever.
he'll write it down and then follow along.
Okay.
It'll make it easier. It's
later.
Later.
So he's sitting in silence.
How do y'all like his, like, super cool pencil shooting that little, like, laser cat eyes? Isn't that so cool?
Laser cat eyes?
Laser cat eyes. Those are sunglasses.
Yeah.
All right. I think I got it right.
All
right.
So let's...
Okay.
Let's read the number off the...
All right. Crisis hotline. You ready?
Yes.
All right. 1-800-433-7291. Bingo.
Nice.
Let's hope you could understand that.
No, you could.
You could.
We were practicing for singing there.
If you listened hard enough, you could definitely tell. Besides me just saying it originally.
Yeah. Jacob, why do you wear glasses?
What kind of question is that?
Alright, let's try to stay serious.
Let's try to stay serious, okay.
I wear glasses because I'm nearsighted.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's legally blind, that's why.
No, I legitimately thought that nearsighted mean that you couldn't see stuff far from you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought too.
That's what it does mean.
Wait, it
let's
does.
Go! I was right!
Wait, I thought if you were nearsighted, then you could only see stuff in front of you.
Yeah, that's what it means.
So, no, I just said you could only see stuff that's far away from you.
I thought you said couldn't.
No, you could.
You said couldn't. Okay,
I did?
Yes.
Okay.
let's break this down. I'm nearsighted.
Uh-huh.
I see stuff better if it's closer up to me.
Okay. So does it like blur further away?
Yes. Basically, things just get blurry.
He's got a shorter event horizon.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, like, you know, like, when you're looking out, like, you know, like, people trying to debunk flat earthers, and they talk about the event horizon, where you can literally see the edge, like, bend.
Yeah.
Yours is just shorter.
Yours is shorter?
Yeah.
Yo, what is shorter. This, Minecraft render distance?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have we covered everything?
Do y'all like hockey?
Hockey? I only like winning the fights. That's when it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Iceman.
I remember I watched hockey like once or twice. I don't think I was that into it.
I'll be honest. I was like 5 years old that back in the good old days of elementary.
Spencer, I remember going to one hockey game with you, and then after that we got separated. So,
dude, I remember it was such a great day because it was all me and my friends sitting chilling at the hockey game. Me chilling with my Ninjago lunchbox, popping a nice cold Diet Coke, mm-hmm. eating a turkey sandwich, and being like, man, this is a life.
This is a life.
This is the life.
I think.
You
wanna...
Yeah.
How do we wanna do this now?
I mean, we've wrapped up everything.
We've wrapped up our presents for Christmas.
Just like how we wrapped up
just our like presents we for wrapped Christmas. Up our presents for Christmas.
Okay.
Now it's time to send it off.
Now it's time to send it off, everybody.
All okay. right.
I'm Mr. Postman.
Wait, wave the postman. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, Mr. Postman.
Bye bye. I'll see you later.
Everyone, thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Bye bye.